Hammer Day with Alex and Alex from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison. This mic is very loose today. What's going on here? He's Alex Gravatt. You can get him on Twitter at Alex Gravatt, G-R-A-V-A-T-T. A proud member of the Madison Radicals. Ultimate Frisbee team as the roster was announced yesterday. Congratulations.
Yes, I have been on. I've been to all of the practices and all of the things, but social media official. As of, what is it?
The 19th or the 18th, yeah.
Does that mean that my partner and I are not officially together as I have? Hold on.
Wait a minute. Pause.
I haven't made Facebook official with her yet, and we've been together for 9 months. But what did you just do?
What do you mean?
Just, like, we are 30 seconds into this, and you turn off your mic. Pull a can down below the table and crack open your Mountain Dew Voltage.
Indeed, yeah.
Do the do. The first time I was on ESPN Madison Airwaves was voicing a Mountain Dew commercial.
That's true. Major Melon.
Mountain Dew, Major Melon.
If my memory serves, I remember that. Yeah, I just opened a Mountain Dew. I forgot to open it before the show, so I turned off my mic and tried to muffle the sound while I opened it. It may have still picked up. Who knows? That's what I did. So, as we do before the show typically every day on Green Bay Every Day here in the Green and Gold Fix podcast feed. Good to be back, by the way. You were in North Carolina. I had the flu last week. We haven't talked in like a week. You made a comment that caught me off guard, and you said, boy, the Packers are boring to cover, more so than the other NFC North teams.
Well, I mean, yes. Yeah. So let me defend that. Because I think right now, if you look at it from the national scope, the Green Bay Packers have, in the offseason, not really done... Like the safety might be one of the least sexy positions to make a change at. And they got a great safety out of a great class. Lots of people got new safeties. That just happens. The most interesting thing that they did was... make a change at running back, which is good. I mean, it's a commitment to a long-term, healthy, hopefully younger running back. The entire team is young. It's an emphasis on Jordan Love, this being his team. And they lost two offensive linemen. The biggest news across ESPN Wisconsin last week was that our ex-quarterback might be a vice presidential candidate.
I don't know that that's true.
The biggest conversation surrounding the rest of the NFC North teams is, are the Lions a real Super Bowl contender? Interesting. They have sucked forever. So this is a good, that's a good thing for them. There's a lot of intrigue there to me. There's a lot of conversations around, is Jared Goff, what does that look like? And how is Kirk Cousins possibly going to be in a similar situation as Kirk Cousins left another NFC North franchise? So now they've got an all-star, top-tier, grade-A wide receiver who might want to leave. They just signed a rivals running back, which I think is a more interesting move. It's about the same interesting move at running back, but those two are inextricably linked. They need a quarterback. That's an interesting conversation.
What do you mean? They've got Sam Darnold.
That's what I'm saying, man. If that's their actual answer, then they are the most boring team in the NFC North. And it's not close. But that's not it. They have to find a way. They've traded to get multiple first-round picks. They're going to find a way up and get their first-round pick quarterback. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be controversial. There's going to be, excitement around it and about the new part of this franchise. And then, of course, the Bears trading away Justin Field for a sixth-round pick.
That's bananas.
Absolute B-A-N-A-N-A, yeah.
Yeah, Gwen Stefani is proud of you on that one. Yeah, look, so I get your point.
And they got Keenan Allen?
Yeah, that's a wild trade, too, for a fourth-round pick. But a $26 million cap hit, I believe they are taking in all of that. So, at an expiring contract for a 30-plus-old receiver. So, the one case I'd hear you on is the Bears. I think for being a team coming off a 7-win season, having the number one overall pick, mm-hmm. acquiring Keenan Allen, having a nice defense, some nice defensive pieces, they're a team that could really be on the rise. Like, they could have a Houston Texans-esque rise in 2024, minus the fact they're only going to go up from 7 wins, right? If they end up winning more football games with Caleb Williams at the helm. So I think there's a case to be made that Chicago is more interesting right now than Green Bay. For Detroit, I don't think there's anything that interesting about them. They were a good football team last year. They were anticipated to be a good football team last year. I think the biggest conversational piece around the Lions right now is whether or not, or how big of a backslide they take in 2024. For Minnesota, yeah, they lack a quarterback, but Sam Darnold's going to be their guy in 2024. They'll probably take one late in the first round and have him sit in 24.
You don't think there's a chance they're going to use their two draft picks to move up?
They might move up, but I still don't think the guy will start. I think if they draft like a J.J. McCarthy, it's still going to be Sam Darnold.
A
lot of people in the NFL circles are really high on Sam Darnold. No, it's not. He stinks.
It doesn't matter if he stinks. What matters is there's quarterback controversy, and when are they going to pull the trigger? Like, so they go, let's say they trade up, they get him, or they just stay there and they get J.J. McCarthy.
But you don't think the rise of a guy like Jordan Love, now paired with in the backfield with an all-pro running back like Josh Jacobs, is a more interesting story? Because I don't think... The thing is with, like, Jared Goff, right? I think it's a finished product. We know what he is. He's a pretty darn good quarterback in the NFL who's had a resurgence the last couple of years in Detroit. With Jordan Love, we think he can be a really good quarterback. Like, maybe even a top 10 quarterback in the NFL this year, if not higher. A top 5 quarterback in the NFL this year if things go completely swell for him. But he could have also outplayed his potential last year. I'm not saying he did. But there's certainly a conversation to be had of, hey, what if that was the exception and not the rule when it comes to Jordan Love the last 10 weeks of the season? I think there's a case to be made there since that Pittsburgh turnaround in early November. So overall, I view this as the second most interesting story in the NFC North. New defensive coordinator comes in. How good can their defense be with all the investment on the defensive side of the football? Is Jordan Love actually the guy? And why do you move on from Aaron Jones to bring in another really good running back, probably a better running back than Josh Jacobs? Young receivers, young tight ends, young offensive line, the youth movement. Moving on just a year ago from Aaron Rodgers and having all the success already, I think this is a far more interesting story than either Detroit or Minnesota.
I'll hear Detroit, but like a guy who was traded away from one of the biggest franchises in the NFL, the LA Rams, one of the most excited, star-studded. I mean, he went to a Super Bowl. He gets traded away to the Detroit Lions, and they send a first-round pick with him to get rid of him. Is now a top five favorite to win the Super Bowl, and they were knocking on heaven's door there for a minute in the NFC Championship game.
They were one of the last four teams remaining.
They were good, and they continue to be really good. And so he also was he was for sure a top 10 quarterback last year. Jared Goff was, statistically speaking. So yeah, I think that there's intrigue there, and yes, the youth movement is really interesting. And what is Jordan Love in the shadow of Aaron Rodgers? We all think he's going to be pretty good. It feels like if he took a step to being a game-changing, elite, top-tier quarterback, that would make this a little bit more interesting. But none of us are really expecting him to become the third in a row where it's like a Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks, right? For him to go and be an Aaron Rodgers-esque guy, just... I love the idea. I love that it could, but it probably isn't going to happen. He's probably going to be a very good quarterback. And if he's a very good quarterback,
still a win.
Yeah, it's absolutely a win. But is Matt Ryan, he'll end up being Matt Ryan? Is that much more interesting than Jared Goff?
Yeah, I think it is.
You really think
both
so?
Both former first overall picks, by the way.
Absolutely.
Matt Ryan and Jared Goff. Yeah, I would vote yes. I think if that means you're getting to a Super Bowl, you're winning an MVP, that means you're at the top of the league. At least, I know it was the same year, so momentarily. But Matt Ryan was a really successful quarterback for a long time in Atlanta. And if Green Bay hits on a third straight quarterback, the question continues to be, which we've had this discussion already, what makes Green Bay so darn good at evaluating quarterbacks and developing quarterbacks? And why can't the other 31 teams in the NFL do it as consistently as Green Bay has, despite philosophy changes and personnel changes and front office changes and head coaching changes? This is a team that continues to hit at that position, which is the most position, debatably, in all of team sports. So
The most important position, right?
Yeah, that's right. Is that not what I said?
You just said the most position, debatably, and I love it.
There's probably a dirty joke to make there, but I'm not going to do
that. We've had a hell of a week, the two of us.
Yeah, we sure have. All right, before we get out of here on that, which, by the way, despite G's thinking the Green Bay Packers are boring. We're still going to talk about them every day.
I don't think they're boring. I think they're the least interesting of a very interesting bunch.
Yeah, it is an interesting division. And speaking of the interesting division, Netflix announces today that they will be coming out with a spinoff of the series Quarterback, which they had a year ago. Did you see this news? You were on a plane this morning.
I was on a plane. Yes.
You have not seen this?
No.
They will be coming out with a show now called Receiver, focused on the wide receiver position. Some of the stars include, from the Minnesota Vikings, Justin Jefferson, absolutely, a former Packer now playing for the Raiders, Devontae Adams, and a tight end in a show called Receiver. Born in Madison, Wisconsin, George Kittle will be featured on that show. Did you know George Kittle was born in Madison, Wisconsin?
It makes sense why he and Matt Hamilton have such good ties.
Exactly. That's actually how they discovered, and then a curling background for George Kittle as well. Are you interested in watching this?
I should probably go back and watch The Quarterback.
Oh, you never watched that?
I don't have Netflix.
Oh. I actually don't either, so I don't know why I'm judging. I did at one point, but...
Yeah, I did when I could watch my parents, and since I got kicked off, I realized...
Yeah, that's what happened to me, too.
I have the rest of them, and if there's not enough good stuff there, then I will do it, but so far I've not been disappointed with the litany of other things. Of course, I do get my own ESPN Plus because it's got to be done, you know?
It's got to be done, indeed. Have you looked at the bracket yet?
I'm just starting to look into it, dive into it. I looked at it as it came out. I was very excited to see that my Wisconsin Badgers in the second round, assuming they make it out of the first round,
they'll be all right,
will be slated up against my girlfriend's Duke Blue Devils.
It's a good thing you weren't dating in 2015. You can find G on Twitter at Alex Gravatt, G-R-A-V-A-T-T. You can get me on Twitter.
I was 17.
At Alex underscore Strofe, S-T-R-O-U-F. So you weren't a UW Badger yet?
No.
But you were a Badgers fan in 15, I assume.
Absolutely.
You grew up here.
I was a big fan. I was excited to watch that game. But she would have been. She's older than me. That would have been illegal, Strofe.
Back with you tomorrow. It's Green Bay every day.